The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. China's effort to destroy America with a civil war or a final surprise attack? China has been trying to cause division in America in the hopes that we would break out into a civil war. And as I have always said, America could never afford to have a civil war. This isn't the 1800s. If America went into a civil war, our enemies would love it and would attack us from the outside. You can't have America, especially cannot have a civil war in this day and age. Anyone who even talks about the only way we're going to fix this is eventually it's going to end up in a civil war. No, then America will get wiped off the face of the earth if that were to happen. And China knows that and is actually trying to cause a civil war. But I think they realize that the civil war isn't going to happen. And therefore, they have moved on to, okay, well, we'll weaken them enough, create enough chaos in their streets, violence in their streets from their criminals, weaken America, weaken their military, use the COVID vaccine to weaken everybody, destroy people's immune systems. We've got a president who's owned by China, have him throw out the good military members for refusing to take the vaccine and replace them with transgender military members. I mean, this has all happened. Allow our borders to be open so China can fill America with their own soldiers crossing the border illegally right now. As we speak, Chinese military are crossing our borders and entering America as I'm speaking to you right now. They are setting up in places we don't even know because our country doesn't care, because our government has been bought off by China and is allowing it to happen. Going to its own destruction, blinded by money. China figured out, hey, these American politicians have no morals whatsoever. Washington, D.C. itself has no morals, and America as a whole worships at the altar of money. Money will make Americans do anything. You want Americans to inject themselves with an experimental vaccine? Threaten their money source. They'll inject themselves. By threatening their job, you can get people to inject themselves with experimental, who knows what it is, vaccine. Here, put this in your body. No, I don't know what that is. You even say it's an experiment. I don't want to put that in my body. All right, well, if you don't, you're going to have to find a new job. Okay, stick it in my body. But those are the good people. Then you have the evil people who will do anything for money with no moral standards. What I'm saying is good people have a hard time standing up for what's right when it comes to if money's involved. Imagine if you're an evil person and you're being rewarded with money and your evil actions have been rewarded your whole life. So our globalist politicians have seen their actions rewarded their whole life by China. They've gotten rich, not knowing that the setup is to destroy America. For them, it's been good. The richest counties surround Washington, D.C. You've heard it, I'm sure, 1,000 times. So for them, they're thinking, this is great. Look, it worked. We got rich. But they don't think of the end game. The end game is America will be destroyed and all their wealth that they obtained means nothing. But they can't see past their corruption has made themselves rich. So China and Russia both are salivating like wolves, looking at the American sheep and saying, it's time. It has to be time. Folks, if there's ever going to be a surprise attack on America, would you not do it when you've had an overthrown election and a senile old man is in office who has actually helped destroy America from within, who you know really wouldn't respond if you did a surprise attack? How do you let that opportunity go? If they don't do it while Joe Biden is president, then I couldn't imagine them ever doing it. Why would they do it a different time when it's going to be harder. This is what I'm saying. The clock is ticking. I really cannot imagine a better opportunity. I think what they're hoping for is truly to cause a civil war. That would be their best opportunity. If a civil war were to break out in America, that would be their best opportunity. But I don't believe that's going to happen. I actually believe that the buying of Twitter by Elon Musk was a move by China to try to help create a civil war. I just threw something out there and you're like, what? What? Yeah, I'll repeat that. But I have so many video clips I want to get to. I'll tell you after I first play you this first cut. This is a webinar that was done. And Brian Kennedy is going to be speaking. The webinar was A New U.S. Civil War Made in China. I like that title, Made in China, the U.S. Civil War. That's what they're trying to do. And it's talking about how China is gearing up for a physical war with America, not just a financial war or other types of warfare. One step is buying off our politicians, as I was saying. Take a listen to Brian Kennedy, and then I'll explain to you what I meant by Elon Musk and Twitter. After, take a listen.
One of the things that we have been looking at on the Committee on the Present Danger is how China is going from a political and information war against the United States to a buildup to a kinetic war. And Frank has done an amazing job in himself being able to describe that. And this move toward a kinetic war, whether it's in Taiwan or here in the United States with these people invading the country over our southern border, has to be something that's taken very seriously. It is not being adequately taken seriously today. Let me, in my remarks, though, focus on the political aspects of this, because it bears repeating to our audience that we are at war with Communist China. What that war looks like on any given day may change, but we are at war. They think of themselves as being at war with us, and we in this country have still yet to embrace that. So let me try to make three points. The first is, in this political and information war, the Chinese know that they can corrupt U.S. financial and political elites, and they're going to do that for as long as they can. And if they can achieve as much disintegration of the American people through that process, they're going to continue to do that. They know they're very good at that, right?
They are very good at that. So step one is corrupt the Washington, D.C. bureaucrats and politicians, which China has done for years. But Russia was doing that way before China. It's what communists do. So corrupt them. They used to try to get as many communist people who believe in communism to secretly hold office. But they came to realize, you don't have to. You don't have to take Mitch McConnell and make him a communist. All you have to do is give him money, and he'll allow communists to do whatever he wants. Give him a Chinese communist bride, and he might give you access to everything you've ever wanted. He does have a communist Chinese bride. Nobody ever talks about that. I don't know how that's not a massive national security risk, and how he wouldn't be under constant surveillance. Because you can't hold that position for that long as a leader in the Republican Party and be an old, ugly man, but have a more attractive, younger Chinese woman looking at him as if he's a dreamboat. Right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she really did, and it's all legitimate. Even though she's connected to a super rich multi-millionaire or billionaire, I don't know if they're billionaire, but or multi-millionaire company, her dad in China. And of course, there's connections to the Communist Party in China whenever you have a giant business owner in China. But nobody cares about Mitch McConnell, the old man, the turtle, to even look into that kind of thing. People are even afraid to even mention it. I'm not saying I know, but how is that not super suspicious? Especially when we know that's what China does. But China learned that our politicians can be bought off, right or left. And if you can show them that they'll actually financially become millionaires through this corruption, they'll do whatever to get the money. Screw America. Screw, hey, that might lead us down a path where America's destroyed. Screw it. They're getting theirs now. Because they don't believe in God. They believe in money and worship money. Mitch McConnell is not a godly man. I don't care how much if he ever tries to say he is, there's no chance he is. I know what a godly man is. I know what they look like. I know what their fruits look like. That man is not a godly man. He's the opposite of a godly man. He has no moral standards and would do anything for money. Money is his God. So is it a surprise that he's corrupt and hates Donald Trump and it goes along with all the things that are bad for America? And every once in a while, he'll do something like appoint a judge that's actually somewhat conservative because Mitch McConnell isn't actually a communist. See, that's what they learned. You don't need Mitch McConnell to be a communist. He can still have some conservative beliefs. He can still have some conservative beliefs on the economy or whatever, or on how a judge should rule. Or he could be upset about crime in major cities and actually mean that we should crack down on crime in major cities. All you have to do is see if does he worship at the altar of money. And if he does, then you can get him to do whatever you want. And that's what they learned. And that's what they do. Now, I want to make the point. I'm going to give you the other 2 points because Brian Kennedy said he had 3 points. I just gave you his first. I'll give you a second. But before I do, I also said Elon Musk. Remember Elon Musk, all his businesses, all his money, it all comes from China. He's become the billionaire a lot through China. And I always found it strange that he would take on Twitter when Twitter was a front company by the American government. Clearly, you could see the FBI was actually in control of Twitter. And Twitter was a fake business that really did not have a model to where they should be making any money whatsoever, yet they had so much money, they were paying people to do nothing, to come in, drink coffee, sit in a stress pod for 3 hours if they want. They could take naps. They didn't have anything to do because it was a front. The government was funding it all. The government was in control of it all. It was an American government operation to get information on you. And that's what Twitter was. And we know that because look at the control that they had with Twitter during the election cycle. So China knows this. So China tells Elon Musk is a unique individual. I'm not saying Elon Musk is a communist. I'm just saying that I think China gave Elon Musk the green light. Elon Musk is like, hey, I'll buy Twitter and expose all this crap. But why would Elon Musk waste his money on a business model that he knows is not a good business model and must be being propped up by the government? Why would he do that unless he had some sort of guarantee? And I think he had a Chinese guarantee. We'll back you financially. Even if you lose $40 billion, we've got your back if you buy this. Why would China want Elon Musk to buy it? Because then it looks like China's not involved. And Elon Musk buys it and then he can expose, which he did, just how Twitter was completely corrupt, spying on you, and it was just basically the government spying you, censoring you, the government pushing its agenda. That was the other big thing. The government was using Twitter to push whatever agenda it wants and can control. This is trending when it's not trending, but they can make whatever issue they want to trend, trend. And they can take whatever issue truly is trending, like a Hunter Biden laptop truly is trending, and take it out and so that people don't see it and it doesn't trend at all. That's massive power that the government wants, and that's what Twitter was. Elon Musk exposes it. China is cool about it because China's wanting to tick off the conservatives, me and you. In a way, I don't mind that China did it this way, but China's thinking they're going to cause a civil war. See, China's thinking if we expose what Twitter is, the conservatives might riot in the streets. Yeah, we own the Democrat Party, but we really want America to fall. So we own Biden, but we'll also backstab Biden by exposing what Twitter was doing to get the other side super angry, and maybe they'll riot in the streets over what Twitter was really doing. That's what China's thinking. That's what China was trying to do. And I think they use Elon Musk to do it. Now, I don't know if you guys think I'm crazy, but doesn't that make a lot more sense? Didn't it seem weird why Elon Musk would spend, and he spent way more money, and everyone was saying it's not even worth what he's spending. He spent like the max. I think he had a guarantee. I think he had a guarantee that he'd be financially set in China regardless if he did it. And so he did it. And I'm not giving any motive of good or bad by Elon Musk. I think Elon Musk wanted to do it and it was fun for him. I'm just saying there had to have been Chinese backing for him to do what he did. And to be brazen enough that he didn't think that the American government could come and crush him for exposing what they were. The only way he could think, well, the American government can't crush me is, well, my finances are going to come from China, so it doesn't matter. That's the only way. Okay, second point given. Let me cram some of these in from Brian Kennedy. Take a listen.
My second point is they believe already the United States is at war with itself. The number three person in the Politburo is a man named Wang Huning. Wang wrote a book back in 1989 called America versus America. And he had toured the United States and he saw at the time that there are these deep divisions. He was surprised about what he saw in the United States, that he was trying to both understand our political system, our economic system, but he also understood that there are these divisions within the country. And he talks about ways of exploiting them. And I should you know point out that it's almost football season here. In this book, he deals with the fact that he goes to a football game at the Naval Academy, and Wang talks about how these Americans, he argues, are very unusual people, and they have a very unusual kind of appreciation of honor, as if this thing called honor and glory and freedom mattered. And he's at this football game and he sees that there is this American spirit. And he talks about American education more broadly and says, in America, these American people get bathed in the American spirit. And that's the thing that's allowed them to remain the people they are. Well, one could argue that over the last 40 years, last 100 years, the project of the Communist Party, whether it's in Soviet Russia or Communist China, or homegrown, I should add, has been to corrupt the way we think of our own education.
Yeah, and I think it's mostly our own communists corrupt our own Democrat Party. Remember, the Democrat Party is just communist in disguise. They've always pushed whatever the communists believe. They've always been people who want big government. They're communists. They don't want less government. They want massive government. They're communists. So you have the allies, the Democrats, to Russia and China, to destroy America's value system. That's the second point. Here's the third point.
Final point. Right now, we're on the verge of a presidential election, and we see these deep divisions within American society. These divisions have led to one party, the Democratic Party, bringing all these lawsuits against President Trump in unprecedented ways. And so it looks to many people like it's simply a Republican-Democrat kind of confrontation. But we need to be mindful of the fact that the Communist China spends today roughly $15 billion a year in influence operations and intelligence activities.
Yes, and think of Georgia. Georgia was controlled by Republicans, and they went after Trump. Why? You know there's Chinese communist money behind all of that and all of what was happening with those fake rhinos. And it's not a Democrat-Republican thing. It is a globalist or people who have gotten rich from China who bow down and worship at the altar of money and will allow China to destroy America, to destroy their own lives because they've gotten rich. They don't believe their lives are getting destroyed. They think what they're doing has bettered their life because in the short term, it has given them. It'd be like you have a case full of $100,000 you need to trick somebody. You give them $100,000, but you already know I'm going to come back later and kill that person and take my $100,000 back because you're an evil person. You have a gun. You're able to do that. It's just a scenario. China is like that. China's like, yeah, we can give you all this money. We'll do all this. It doesn't even really matter because our goal is to destroy you. So you might think that you're getting rich and you are temporarily, but in the end game, we will utterly checkmate you and destroy you. But they can only focus on the suitcase full of money and the things that they've been able to buy with it. And that's all they focus on still to this day. Let me give you another clip. Now, this is not Brian Kennedy, but Sam Faddis. Take a listen to what he had to say in this webinar.
So we've got large numbers of military-age Chinese males showing up at the southern border, moving in good order, giving very strong indications that they've been trained in some way, that they're operating as units, coming out of very difficult terrain where everybody else is barely hanging on by their fingernails, and these guys seem ready to rock and roll with clean clothes and dry bags inside their backpacks. And the average person would think, okay, well, that smells kind of weird. I mean, I don't know what that is, but it isn't good. So let's run this down. And, you know, in the intel business, counterintel business, you don't just look at something and ignore it. And you also don't just look at facts and then just, well, let's just reach a conclusion here based on very fragmentary information and then move on. That's not the way it works, right? You grab a hold of this information and then you begin to run it down. Let's reach a conclusion. I mean, if this is nothing to worry about, then cool. When we're all done, we'll realize there's nothing to worry about. And if it is something we should worry about, and there are strong indications that it is, well, then we'll be moving. We'll be doing our jobs. And the first step in that obviously would be grab a hold of these guys, hold on to them, and let's start figuring out who they are, how they got here, where's the money from.
Yeah, he goes into a lot more about how they're landing. They're coming from the Bahamas, the Chinese military members. You can tell they're military trained. Young men coming from the Bahamas buying yachts, boats. I don't know if it's super expensive yachts, but not cheap boats. And then driving those to Florida and then abandoning those in Florida and going deep into the country. And then they're supposed to be immigrants escaping persecution. Except for how do they have all this money where they can just abandon these boats and stuff, fly to the Bahamas? These are Chinese military members setting up into America. Folks, it's happening right at this moment. Every single day, more and more Chinese military members are entering America and setting up someplace in America. If you don't think they're setting up for an invasion after Russia attacks with missiles, I think you're kidding yourself. It's all right there in front of you. Let me squeeze one more cut in. I don't have a lot of time, but Trevor Loudon, he was in on this. Take a listen. Oh, well, I guess I'm not going to get that cut in because it jumped on me and skipped. Okay, well, then I guess we don't need to play the cut. I'll just give you more about what he was going to say. He was talking about China and Russia having to weaken America from within in order to allow its destruction. Weaken America from within so America can be destroyed. Are we seeing that? Are we seeing America being weak from within, destroyed from within? Absolutely. Folks, don't put your head in the sand. You need to know this stuff so that you know that time is short for America, and hopefully Jesus returns, or pray that he puts a supernatural protection over you and your family through it all. I love you guys. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.